Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener, Director of Marketing and Communications at Fairfield Christian Academy. My special guest today is our Lady Knights varsity volleyball coach, Mrs. Mary Beth DeWeese. Welcome, Coach DeWeese.
Thank you, Heather.
So many of our listeners already know I've got 4 students here at FCA, 1 sophomore, 2 seventh graders, a first grader. You know all of my kids kind of well, right?
Oh, I love your kids.
Couple chipped teeth, couple busted noses. Mrs. DeWeese is also our school nurse a couple days a week.
Yes, so, I am.
You've been around here a while, though, right?
Since 2005.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family. Did all of your kids go through here?
Yes, they did. I have 5 children. My 5th will be graduating this year. My oldest came in. I had homeschooled all of my kids, and so my oldest came as a junior. And she graduated in 2007, and she's now a professor at Indiana State University teaching organic chem.
Nice.
And thank you, Chris Hawks, for her love of chemistry. Came from him.
Very cool.
And then my second daughter, Kara, graduated in 2009, and she graduated from Ohio State University as a nurse, and she's presently a labor and delivery nurse at Berger Hospital in Circleville.
Nice.
Has been there 3 years now. Then my third daughter, Kirsten, is working on her master's in psychology, school counseling, sorry, not psychology, school counseling.
Okay.
Through Liberty University. Mm-hmm. She will be married in the spring to Stephen Carpenter, our superintendent's son. And then Keith, my son, my only son, graduated in 2012. No, he was 2015. Kirsten was 2012. And KJ is working on his bachelor's degree. He'll actually graduate with an associate's degree in accounting technology in December, and then is going on to pursue his bachelor's degree through Ohio University in applied management.
Okay.
Technology with accounting.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Kind of a dual degree.
Okay.
And he's actually getting married in the spring to an FCA grad also, Mackenzie Johnson.
Nice.
And then my youngest is a senior here, and she will graduate in the spring, and then I will be an empty nester, which I'm looking forward to.
Well done, Mama. Oh, my goodness. That was a big job.
FCA is a great place. We are very thrilled and honored to have 5 children graduate from here. It's
well, thanks.
Wonderful.
I've enjoyed all of your children.
Well, thank you. They've enjoyed you.
They're great people. I'm interested to see what Kaylin does.
I am, too. She's going to pursue, I think, childhood education.
Aww.
She would like to go to Ohio Christian University.
Mm-hmm.
If not there, she'll just go to OUL,
mm-hmm.
like my other children did,
right.
Some of them.
Right. Yes, Mrs. DeWeese is one of those people that is the mentor mom for me around here.
Oh, thank you.
We have a neat relationship.
I'm much older than you, dear. That's why.
Just a little bit. But
wisdom comes with age.
It is helpful to have, another mom with a big family.
Well, thank you.
That I can go to and ask these crazy questions. Like, we just had this conversation about Blaine getting ready to drive. And
yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Always scary, but you love it once it's done.
Here we go. So here we go, right?
Yes.
Okay, so volleyball. Let's talk volleyball. I did play volleyball in high school.
I know you did.
20-something-ish years ago.
You would come to a couple of my practices a few years ago. Do you remember that?
Oh, my. Did I?
It was like, well, this is my 11th year, and it
okay.
It probably 8 or 9 years ago.
Probably
I remember
when I was younger.
Okay, yes. Before the last baby.
Right. Oh, gosh. Well, I think based on the most recent game that I just watched, it's super fast-paced now.
It is,
I mean, the scoring is completely different. We didn't do 5 games
right.
in the set.
It was only scored if you were serving.
Yeah, if you were serving. And I told my boys that in the very, like, last year or the year before. I said, I just don't understand. When did it change? When did all of the rule changes happen?
Well, I coached at Liberty Union back in the 80s, 1985, 86, 87 time, and it wasn't like that then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, honestly, I would imagine the late 1900s, early, wait a minute.
Like 99 or something?
Yeah, when did... No, don't ask. We won't talk about that. Okay, so I'm thinking 99, 2000, 2001.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I have coached 13 years here, mm-hmm. and it's been the entire 13 years
okay.
has been rally scoring.
Right, right.
So that's
which
at least 2004.
Which is actually a lot more fun. Oh, my, so much more fun to, like, score on... The kill.
Right. Well, you just score when you make a point instead of making it a side out, and you can only score when you serve.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. I like it. Well, last weekend was really fun to watch.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I heard that Thomas Wilson had announced that Blair Barr is the athlete of the week.
Yes, she was. And she also just got named player of the year for the Mid-State Lit Cardinal Division.
Wow.
So, yes.
And she's a junior?
She's a junior,
okay.
Yes.
Great. Great. Well, that is, she's fun to watch as the whole team is
Blair
fun to watch.
Has improved drastically.
Wow.
She's always been a main hitter for me, but mm-hmm. this year she's just mm-hmm. soared. And hard worker, great kid to coach.
Right.
Just so much fun. And she's got a great support system from her team, too. So all really... That's one thing about my team this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of a team. It's not so much about a me. They are mm-hmm. thrilled when anyone has a great game and puts the ball down, which Blair does numerous times.
Right, right. She can jump, that's for
yes,
sure.
Yes, great vertical.
I was thinking, it just looks like you have a lot of depth.
I do.
You know, I mean, we're a small
school.
It's
a nice thing to have.
Yeah, for sure. For a small school to have a lot of depth in the bench and... I'm certain that's why you have such a good record. Is this your best record?
Yes, like I said, this is our fourth year winning the league, our second year of winning it outright,
mm-hmm.
but my first year as a coach winning it undefeated. And we
nice.
Did beat everybody, defeated everybody in the Cardinal Division in three sets, except for there were two matches that we lost one set to.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the girls' goals at the beginning of the season was to win the... Mid-State Lake Cardinal outright, and
okay.
they accomplished it. I have, and that is nice, I have more than just one hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have my daughter Kaylin, who is outside hitter when she's not setting back row. She's done really well at putting the ball down when needed to. Olivia Kaler, sophomore, first year on varsity. When she puts the ball down, I mean, watch out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to dig. And then Celeste Mershimer also was my other hitter. But mid-season, we decided that she needed to become our libero. And so she gave up the love of hitting
mm-hmm.
so she could become the libero back row player. But she's doing great with that, and she's actually attacking back row, too, and
right.
putting some balls down. And then Katie Zufall this year, a junior, has stepped it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she is starting to really come on. And so I really have a lot of options as a coach. And then I have another setter besides Kaylin, Sophia DiGiannantoni,
mm-hmm.
has done a great job. This is her first year playing varsity, stepping up and getting some great sets. I mean, sometimes our setters are overlooked
mm-hmm.
because everybody concentrates on the actual hitter and
that's
putting
right.
the ball down, but they forget that that couldn't happen if they
right.
didn't have a great setter.
Oh, yeah, they got to get it up over the net and
right.
put it in the right
and
spot.
Kaylin and Sophia have done a phenomenal job
mm-hmm.
getting great sets to our hitters. And I'm trying to think if there's someone else that I've...
Well, I tell you, I'm not hearing you say senior.
No. Kaylin and Emily Johnson. Emily
okay.
Johnson is a back row player for me.
Mm-hmm.
She is great with our serve receive because, once again,
mm-hmm.
setters need a great pass
yeah.
so they can get under it. And Emily Johnson has been great to step up for that role as a back row player for us. And she is a senior, and Kaylin's a senior. And we do have another senior, Hannah Brown, who had to sit out half a season.
Oh, right.
She joins us from Liberty Christian,
mm-hmm.
and she is just a spark of joy on our bench. It's been great.
Nice.
So then other than that, my starters are junior Blair, junior Sophia, and junior Katie Zufall.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to sophomores. Morgan Ament is playing some front row for us as a sophomore.
Right.
Olivia Kaler is, you know, our other middle hitter. So,
right.
Emily Miller, our junior Emily Miller. She has had to fill many different roles.
Mm-hmm.
Some games she just plays front row. Some games she just plays back row. Some games she just serves for us.
Right.
And she's been a lot of fun this year, too, because, you know, talk about an unselfish player that comes in and just fills whatever role is needed. That's her.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been very blessed with the girls on our team. They get along. They're like family.
Nice.
Like I said, there's no jealousy, at least not that I see as a coach. Sure. And they want to succeed as a team, and it doesn't matter who has the great night. They just play very well together.
Right.
They definitely are a team concept.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, I noticed that even when they were down by just, you know, three, four, couple points, in the games that I was watching, they were just unfazed by that. There was just nothing on their face that said, this is even a problem.
That was another goal they set at the beginning of the year, was to not let more than four mm-hmm. points go without a side out.
Okay.
There, I don't think they've 100% met that goal, but mm-hmm. it has really helped them with their mindset.
Right.
We've talked a lot this year about intensity, focus, rhythm. This team probably has the best rhythm of any team that I've ever coached.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't let a fourth, after we get four side outs, it's like it's in their blood that they're going to get a side out and not go for a fifth point for the other team.
It just changes. I mean, it's so unusual, honestly. You know, I mean, especially high school students that they...
And girls?
Yeah, and girls, emotional girls, do I say that? But yeah, I know that's how that's how it feels, you know.
We've really worked this year on mental toughness and, like I said, just focus, rhythm, intensity. I feel like a broken record when I talk to them sometimes, but they're
well,
very
it's good. Working. It's working. They are very focused in their games. I wondered if you had a challenge or a big win that you wanted to talk about.
When we swept Burn Union that Saturday, we didn't lose a set all day. That was a that was a great day for Fairfield Christian, because Burn Union is a great program. Mike Miller's done phenomenal down there, and they're one of our biggest rivalries.
Right.
For them to come up and have do that day, that was a great memory for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we talk as a team about, we're going to praise the Lord whether we win. We're going to praise the Lord whether we lose. One way or the other, we're praising the Lord at the end of each game.
Right.
So that was a day that we were praising
pretty
the Lord.
Psyched.
We have had three losses, though, that we praise the Lord at the end of the losses, too. But it's a lot easier when you win.
Yeah, it is. But you do need to know how to get back up. So.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, we are almost out of time here. I wanted to mention something to you. If you don't mind letting your own children know, we are doing an all-class reunion. We're going to bring our alumni home for Friday, December 22nd. So
there's a basketball game
that night. It's a Friday night. It's right before our Christmas break. So all of our listeners out there, if you know someone that graduated from FCA, have them email me at hkeener@fcanights.us. I'll get them a free pass for them and their family to come in. They can get together with their old classmates and such for some hors d'oeuvres and things before and after the game. And we'll just have a great time. Getting reacquainted.
Sounds like an amazing evening.
Yeah, there
lots of fun.
A bunch of staff members that just can't wait to see people. And so we'd love to see them come home. Everyone out there, thanks for listening today. And thank you, Coach DeWeese, for joining
me. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate it.
We're on FCA Connect. I'm Heather Keener. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.